Hey mama, welcome back to my channel. It's been a little bit. I know I've been so inconsistent with these podcasts and I'm so sorry, but currently as I'm recording this, I am 39 weeks pregnant and actually scheduled to be induced with baby boy, baby number four, on Tuesday, which is in 2 days. So I'm trying to record some episodes for you guys so that you have them and can listen as I'm enjoying my new little man and just resting and recuperating from giving birth. So hopefully I can get a few up there for you, but I'm sorry these have been so inconsistent. But today I wanted to talk about being pregnant over 40. I have been getting so many questions. I also did a YouTube video on this as well. So my channel is always linked in the description. So if you click the show notes, you'll find my channel and you can go over and watch that, or you can listen here because it's pretty much the same thing. So today we are doing a Q&A of being pregnant and 40 years old, over 40, because I'm 41. So yeah, let's go ahead and dive in. Hey mama, I see you folding the endless piles of laundry on your bed again. Doing dishes, cooking, cleaning, bringing kids to school, going to work. You do it all. And I know because I am there too. I used to be in a constant state of overwhelm and anxiety. I even questioned whether or not I was cut out to be a mom. But then God changed my heart and He changed my mindset. And He taught me that I needed to fully surrender everything over to Him. And when I did, it was beautiful. Welcome to the Confident Mom Podcast. My name is Melanie, and I am a wife and mom of four, certified Christian life coach, and now your new friend. Are you living in a constant state of anxiety and overwhelm? Do you feel like you're drowning in motherhood? Do you wish there was more for your life, but you're not sure how to even begin? Well, I am here to partner with you, mama, and show you that there is a better way, that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Let's set healthy boundaries together, surrender everything to the Lord, and allow Him to work in our hearts and in our minds. You're going to find that you have more time for your family, more time for yourself, and more time to spend doing what you want to do most. Are you ready to get out of this endless cycle of overwhelm and step into all the joy God has for you? Well, grab your cup of coffee and let's chat. All right, ladies, let's dive right into this because I don't know about you, but being pregnant over 40 it's a lot and it comes with some challenges, but it's also a blessing. You know, every baby is such a blessing and just a gift to grow our families, you know, and I was blessed and fortunate enough to get pregnant naturally and all the things. So I'm going to kind of dive into some questions that I've been getting lately throughout this pregnancy and answer those and just kind of tell you kind of like what I've been feeling, what are some things I'm realizing being pregnant at this age. And so let's dive into all these juicy questions. So the number one thing I get asked is, was this a planned pregnancy? And although I really don't think it's, you know, anyone's business really, if you plan your pregnancies or not, because I really think that every baby is such a gift no matter what. And I don't ever want to make it sound or appear like a baby is unwanted, because that is truly never the case. Babies are such blessings no matter what. And I truly feel strongly about that. So, but with our lives, so we have a little recap if you are new here or you haven't been following me for long, but we have three children currently. So a 19-year-old son who is currently in the military. And then we have a 10-year-old daughter and then a 3-year-old son. So two boys. We are pregnant right now with number four, and it's going to be our third boy. So another little boy. And honestly, like you can tell, our two older kids are so far apart in age. So, you know, 19 and 10, that's crazy. And then 10 to 3. So we obviously didn't plan like a lot of them, honestly, but that's just how it is. Like we actually have liked having our kids pretty far apart in age because honestly, I had my son, my oldest, he's 19. I was a single mom with him for a bit. And then I met my husband when he was around 4.5, 5 years old. And so I've been pretty much having babies for like 20 years, which is kind of like crazy to think about, right? So I had my first at 21. So I was super young, and then I met my husband and we got married, and we did actually plan my daughter out. So we planned her a year after the wedding, like we had her a year later. And then my little guy, my 3-year-old, came way, way later because we honestly didn't think we would have another one. You know, we had a lot of difficulty with my daughter and just like different things going on in that season of life. So we had him, our third baby, when she was 7 years old. So another big gap, right? And then honestly, like I was thinking about having, you know, it'd be nice to have one more. And I always thought of like having one closer in age to our youngest because we're not used to that. Like we spread our kids out super far apart in age. And I thought it would be really, really cool to have one that's kind of like the same age as our little guy. But, you know, 1, 2, 3 years came and went and I wasn't pregnant. Like we didn't, I was kind of getting used to the idea of just having the three, because we were in a good routine, we're in a good place, like all the things. But yeah, lo and behold, I get pregnant with this little baby, number 4. So yeah, we definitely weren't planning it. We were surprised. Like my husband was completely shocked, although we weren't preventing it. Like we weren't planning it either. So, you know, it could happen, you know. And if it happens, like I always get pregnant, it happens that way. So we became super excited, like at first when we were just getting kind of used to the idea of not having another one. So I was okay with that. And then boom, like pregnant. So I had to kind of get on board with it again, but I was super excited because, especially because my little guy is 3 and I'm like, yes, he'll finally have someone like so close in age to him. And like they'll grow up together and be BFFs, like all the cute little things, right? So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm currently 41. I turned 41 in February. So yes, we weren't planning it, but we are so blessed and excited and happy. God is so good. He, you know, had a plan for this little last little babe to join our family, and we just can't wait. So yeah, so that's the first question I always get. The next question is, are you done having babies? And the answer is a big, big yes. This is definitely our last one, you guys, because I feel like being older, and I'll talk about this in a bit, but being so much older now, and I mean, I wasn't that much younger when I had my son, you know, it was only 3 years ago. So I did have him at 37, which was actually pretty good. Like it was, I felt great. Like, I mean, I was tired and stuff, but you're always tired in pregnancy, and I felt great with him. But going from like 40 to 41 and being pregnant is a challenge, you guys. It's really a challenge. And you can probably feel me on this if you are an older mom, if you are having kids in your, you know, 40s. You can definitely relate to this a lot. So this is definitely our last one, you guys. I'm 41. My husband is 45. Almost 45, and we are busy. We are busy. My husband works a lot, and you know, although my oldest is out of the house right now, we have the 3, soon to be 3 younger ones, and one of them's in school. My daughter's in school, and the little guy and my baby will be home with me, and I work from home, so it's going to bring a challenge. But we know that like this is our last one because I just feel like I'm ready. I feel like, you know, and I'll feel this more probably, or I might feel differently, who knows, but I feel this is our last baby, and just because of some of the struggles I've had this pregnancy, and they're totally not like bad, but just like, you know, being older and pregnant, I'll say that. So yes, this is definitely our last baby. So it's kind of bittersweet because I adore babies. Like literally, I tell everyone, if I was just 10 years younger, I would seriously have like so many more babies because I just adore the baby phase. I adore watching them grow up. I just soak it all in. I love the newborn stage. That's like one of the best phases, like for me, is the newborns and just having them, like giving birth and like having them, taking care of them day to day. It's just so sweet. So this last one, I'm going to try to savor every single moment that I can with this new little man, because I know he's going to be our last and it's going to be, you know, it goes by so fast. So, but yes, he's going to be our last baby for sure. All right. So I want to talk a little bit about what I've been experiencing being older and pregnant. And let me just phrase this. Like, if you are older in pregnancy, like even 35 and up, like you know the stigma around having babies older. They literally call you a geriatric pregnant woman in the doctor's office, which I absolutely hate. Like, I hate it. Do not call me geriatric. Like, that makes me feel like I'm 70 years old. Like, does anyone else like have that huge pet peeve? Like, do not call me a geriatric pregnancy. Like, I hate that beyond belief. Sorry, I just had to get that out and rant about that because it just irks me so, so much. I even got that when I had my daughter at 30 and they were even calling me older then. So I was like, no, no way. You're only as old as you feel, right? But I want to kind of just update you guys on what it's been like going from being like my last pregnancy, I was 37. So now I'm 41. So it's almost 4 years later, right? So 4 years maybe doesn't sound like that long, but honestly, for your body, as you hit like over 40, it is, it's different. It's different. It's a whole different ballgame. So the number one thing I've noticed with being pregnant at this age is that I am so much more tired, so much more tired, so much more like unmotivated to do things. It's honestly been a struggle up until these last few weeks of like my last, you know, leading up to the birth. So I'm scheduled to be induced in 2 days as I'm recording this. And only over the past few weeks, I've really been nesting and like motivated and getting those bursts of energy, which they tell you that's how you know like labor's right around the corner, because you get like heavily on nesting, in which I've been doing all the things and decluttering and cleaning and just like all of the things, right? So other than that, like the last couple weeks, like I've been really exhausted. And like exhausted isn't even the word, you guys. It's been like really challenging. I think too, because this time around, I do have a 3-year-old. So I have like a toddler. And, you know, my other pregnancies, I had like a 7-year-old, I had a 9-year-old. So it wasn't like I had a little guy or a little person to be chasing around and like, you know, dealing with like, you know, toddler tantrums and meltdowns and like all the kind of things, right? So I think that is bringing like an extra layer of exhaustion, if that makes sense. But not only that, like I'm older too. So like, I don't know, but when you hit 40, it's like your body is like, whoa, you start getting achy and, you know, you just can't do everything you used to do, I guess. And I'm not saying like 40 is definitely not old at all. Like I don't feel old, but I'm just tired and my body's aching more. So those are the two main things I've been noticing about being pregnant at 41 is that I'm more tired. So definitely I've been taking advantage of this pregnancy. I've literally been napping almost every single day and I'm not ashamed of it. Like if you need to nap, mama, every single day, you do it because you are growing a human being. You are growing a beautiful baby. Your body is in overdrive. Like there's so much going on in your body, in your mind, in your emotions, like everything, right? Your hormones are all crazy. We need to rest. Like we really need to rest, especially like being a little bit older, right? We have to rest and listen to our body. So I've been really doing great with that and like just listening to my body resting as much as I can. My 3-year-old does still nap sometimes, so luckily, like, he's been napping with me a lot, and that's been really good. Some days he won't nap with me, but I'll get like an hour in maybe, and he'll just kind of be laying down next to me watching a movie or whatever. And that's the way I've been napping. But so I've been really tired noticing that. I am a little bit low on my iron, so I've been taking like supplements for that, which can obviously make you more tired as well. But also, like, the body aches really, really bad this time around, like more so than my last pregnancy, which, you know, like I said, 4 years ago wasn't that long ago, but honestly, for your body, it is. And so I've been just trying to do a lot of stretching, and I've been seeing a chiropractor like every single week, sometimes twice a week. In the beginning of my pregnancy, I was really walking and trying to get out for walks a lot. That kind of slowed down in the like second, third trimester because I'm just aching so much. And my hips are just really sore, and the leg pain and the leg cramps that I get at night are just horrible. But you know, that's all to be expected. That came with like every single pregnancy, not just because I'm a little older now. The body aches are definitely a little bit more than they were previously, but you know what? That's to be expected because, like I said, I'm older and things change and your body changes and all that kind of stuff. So those are the two main things I've been noticing about my pregnancy being 41 is the tiredness and then just like the more body aches. And as I'm in my last like couple days now, it's been even more like just painful, and like sometimes it hurts to walk. So all that kind of stuff, which can happen at any age, honestly. So those are the two main things that I've noticed with this pregnancy. The other thing that, like I mentioned a little bit before, but I've just been with the exhaustion, I've just been like really unmotivated to do stuff. And it's hard when you have a family and you have to cook and clean, and like you have to do, you know, all your motherhood responsibilities and stuff, and keeping up with that has been a challenge. But you know what? God gives me grace, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm healthy enough to have this pregnancy and to have another baby. And, you know, I just, it's so funny because right when we give birth, right? And you know this, ladies, right when you give birth, like the pains just go away, and it's like a miracle, right? Like you go through this 9-month period of like exhaustion and pain and tiredness and body aches. And then you go through the labor that's like super intense and like crazy pain and labor and contractions. And then all of a sudden when they place that baby in your arms, like all the pain is gone. And that's like my favorite part, because it's like, wow, you went through all of that, and then it's instantly gone when that baby's here. So I am looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to having my body back, so to speak. I will definitely miss being pregnant, feeling the baby kick every single day. Like, it's just so cool. It's such a, just an amazing experience that we have as women to go through this. So I'm definitely going to be missing being pregnant, like in that sense. I'm not going to miss the aches and pains or the exhaustion, but this being our last baby, like, I'm just grateful to be able to carry him and that he's healthy, and just have one last little babe to bring home and enjoy and love and snuggle and all the things. Hey mama, are you struggling with confidence and patience in your motherhood? Do you have little to no time for yourself and are just burning out doing all the things, the cooking, the cleaning, working out of the home or in the home, and you are just stressed out? Well, I want to invite you to book a free 30-minute call with me where we can figure out how to not only get your joy back in your life as a mom, but to gain the confidence you need to fully step into the role God is calling you to be. Are you ready to partner with God and allow Him to give you the confidence and the joy that you are longing for while feeling like you have it all together as a mom? All right, if this is you, I want you to click the link in the show notes and come chat with me for 30 minutes. It's really laid back. It's like two friends having coffee together. I would love to chat with you, get to know you more, and to help you on your motherhood journey. All right, if that sounds good to you, click the link, and I cannot wait to chat. All right, so that's just a little recap of not only the questions that you guys have sent in to me or asked me of being older, like an older mom, but also like what I've personally been experiencing and felt and all the things. So really, I mean, if you are over 40, if you're even 35 and thinking about having kids later in life, I want to just encourage you, because I see a lot of women on Facebook and in some moms groups that I'm a part of, like questioning whether or not to have more kids or to even start to have kids like later in life. And a lot of women are doing this. And you know what? I will say to you that the one thing I tell everybody is that you will never regret having another baby or having a baby at all. You like, there's no way you're ever going to regret that. But you will regret not having one. So let that kind of sink in. And it's so, so true. So if you are like thinking or praying about having another baby, maybe you and your husband aren't on the same page when it comes to that. I know me and my husband weren't, but you know what? We got this beautiful surprise miracle and we're both happy now. So if you are just even contemplating it and thinking, you know, okay, questioning whether or not you should have another one, I say like 100% do it. Because if you even have a question about it in your mind and you end up not doing it, and then it gets later and later and you get older and older, like older that you can't even have another one, you are going to regret that. I promise you, it's going to be a regret. And we don't want to have any regrets in life, right? We don't want to go through life questioning what if and wondering like, if you should have had another one, because that's going to leave like a lasting hole in your heart. It really will. But if you do have one, you will not regret that baby. That baby's going to be so cherished and loved by you. It's going to be such a blessing, because with every baby, every pregnancy, every child comes a extreme blessing from God. And like, we are made to do this, ladies. We are made to have babies and to just expand our families in love and teach them to love God and just be doing life with them, right? So I promise you, if it's even a question for you, like I say, go for it. It doesn't matter how old you are. I see so many women having babies up until 45, even later. And you know what? If you are healthy and there's nothing like wrong with you physically and you are able to have that baby at 45, 46, like why wouldn't you do it? Because you're never going to regret having another one. You're never going to regret starting your family later in life, because babies are such a blessing and they're going to make your life so, so great and so beautiful. I promise you. So if you're thinking about that or questioning if you're too old to have one, I promise you, you are not, because you know, God put that desire on our hearts as women for a reason, right? And if you're someone that maybe can't have babies, I want to pray for you. And because I can't even imagine that, because I haven't been through that, but I can empathize with you. And I can just, you know, I can feel for you going through this hard season, because it's not easy at all wanting a baby and knowing you can't have one, or trying for a baby for years and not getting pregnant. It's so hard, and my heart goes out to all of you. So I hope that you like this type of podcast episode today. And like I said, please give me some grace. I'm about to have a baby in 2 days. I'm going to try my best to pre-record some episodes. If I don't, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to like stress over it, but I want you to know that I'm still here and I am rooting for you. I'm praying for you. If you ever have like a prayer request, or if you want to just chat, I invite you to come over on Instagram and follow me at The Confident Mom. I would love to just chat with you. Send me a DM. Let me know, you know, how I can pray for you, how I can support you, how I can just, you know, shed some light into your life, and just even talking to someone else who's going through something that you've been through, or like just having that community of women is so, so important. So come follow me on Instagram, but also I want you to come join our Facebook group at the Confident Mom Society. All the links are always below, but come join us over there too, because I'll admit I haven't been as active in that group as I would like to be, but that's going to change once I'm like, you know, not as exhausted being pregnant. And once the baby's here, I'm going to be a different kind of exhausted, but at least I'm going to feel like kind of like myself, you know, having some of my body back and stuff, that I'll be able to just hang with you guys over there as well. And yeah, so come join us, come join the family over there, and just let's do life together as moms and step into all God has for us. So have an amazing week. I will talk to you very soon. And the next time I talk to you, I might have this little squeaky little baby with me. So cannot wait to share that part with you guys as well. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, Mama, thanks so much for joining me today. I truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to hang out with me. If you could be so kind and head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star rating and written review, that would mean the world to me. It just lights my heart up so much to hear from you, but it also helps other moms find the podcast. You can also connect with me on Instagram and YouTube at The Confident Mom. Remember, you are a good mom, you can do hard things, and you are so worthy of love. I'll see you next week.